What a glorious and yet sorrowful day this is as we begin the very short, a very wonderful season of Passiontide. Passiontide. The bells on the altar in the liturgy are suppressed. They are covered, as it were, so that the clapper stands for the ancient practice during Passiontide, that the bells were wrapped in thick cloth and the clappers hit the cloth, and so it was not a bell but that which they heard. The statues are covered. In some places there are more statues, they're covered too. And that reminds me of my very, very young childhood, when, of course, being a strange child, was called from the very first to follow Christ in the priesthood, though I did not know everything yet, gloried in the sorrow that was about to come, to unite ourselves to the sufferings of Christ. And of course, we do so spiritually, but in my case, I have to admit that he does so also physically, and in many ways that you do not even know. But at the same time, it is a joyful sorrow, if that can be, that one is united totally and completely to Jesus, just like the Blessed Mother is united totally and completely to Jesus at the foot of the cross. Her highest calling was to be the mother of the Messiah, of the Redeemer. She would be the mediatrix of all graces, the co-redemptrix with Christ, at the will of Christ, not supplanting Christ, not taking over for Christ, but with Christ, of the human race. And she had already received the benefits at her conception when Christ prevented original sin and Satan from even so much as touching her soul. And so we too, if we wish to unite ourselves to the Passion of Christ, we need to unite ourselves to the Blessed Mother. And here, of course, we have these wonderful readings, these wonderful propers with which we begin Passiontide. And it is like always, the truth is not accepted, it is mocked, it is ridiculed. Thou sayest that thou hast seen Abraham and thou art not yet 50 years old. Thou indeed dost have a demon. Thou art possessed. Thou art crazy. And our Lord does not even bother to answer. He says, I do not come to honor myself. I come to seek the glory of the one that sends me. If you judge me and seek me, but if any man keep my word, and whom do we know from the scriptures who heard the word of God and kept it? The Blessed Mother. If any man keep my word, he shall not see death forever. That is, he shall not be sent to the fires of hell. And that's what is required for us to avoid hell. Because if we do not follow Christ, we will lose heaven and go to hell indeed. But if we keep his word, if we hear it and obey it and put it into practice, we shall not see death forever. Abraham saw it. He kept my word. And of course, they ridiculed him. Who dost thou make thyself to be? And again, he rebukes them by saying, my glory is nothing. It is my Father in heaven that glorifieth me, of whom you say that he is your God, but you do not know him. You do not accept him. You do not obey him. You do not follow him. He's speaking to the Hebrews, to the Pharisees and scribes, to the Sanhedrin, but he's also speaking to you and me. You say that you are the children of God, but you do not hear him. You do not listen to him. You do not obey him. You do not follow him. He will not accept you. We must be like the Blessed Mother, who heard the word of God and kept it and brought it to life 9 months later on Christmas Eve. Your father Abraham rejoiced. He saw my day. He was able to see it. And he was glad. And so they ridicule him again. And then, and you know what is really interesting, in this day and age, when many Catholics of many ranks, some of them far too high that they should know much better than this, say that they have to follow Scripture, 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 and they follow it, but they follow it not. Jesus says here, these teachers, I was taught that in the seminary here in America before I escaped to Rome, where at least at that time there was no or very little heresy. Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham was made, that is many hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, I am. That is the official name of God. I am. I am who am. Perfect being from which all other being draws its source. Jesus is here and elsewhere saying that he is God. And there are those who say that he never said that he was God. They hear him not. They see him not. They know him not. But you and I, we must hear him. We must listen. And we must obey him. He is God. He is I am. What a wonderful way to start this wonderful season of Passiontide. And if he were not God, then his sacrifice would have no meaning. He's not just any other martyr, any prophet. He is the Son of God, become the Son of Man and the womb of Mary, who dies for our sins. Glory be to God. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.